This is Member Care Media, a ministry of TWR, with some thoughts to help you in your work and daily life. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
We've all heard the terms teaching, coaching, discipling, mentoring. These are all names we've given to the process of passing along information and life skills, and sharing that information and those skills with someone else. Into that also comes the process of helping someone else to grow and mature as a Christian. Each of those methods I mentioned has its special place. Each has its strong points. Each has its values for certain situations. Which one is right for you? For a couple of weeks, we've been thinking about mentoring individuals, and mentoring couples in cross-cultural situations. Shirley Wilson is our special guest, speaking from her experience as a mentor, and today she is going to tell us some more. And in particular, Shirley's looking at experiences of mentoring kids, parents, and singles. Now, that sounds like a lot of territory to cover, so let's listen in on Shirley. And by the way, in case you were wondering, Shirley is a trained counselor, so I think she knows what she's talking about. And our good friend and expert, Brent Lindquist, who you can hear most often on the Monday programs of Member Care Radio, encouraged Shirley to share her story and her experiences. So let's listen as Shirley tells us about some of her experiences in mentoring.
Today is the third program of four programs on mentoring. To review, one simple dictionary definition of mentoring is to serve as a friend and teacher to someone. A simple biblical definition is found in 1 Corinthians 11:1, "Follow me as I follow Christ." If you are like me, you might feel embarrassed to say confidently, "Follow me." But when you add, "as I follow Christ," you can become confident in the example of Jesus Christ to show you how to walk beside another person who is less experienced in applying God's ways to their particular path of life. During the first two programs in this series on mentoring, I have given you examples of mentoring individuals and couples, especially noting a cross-cultural emphasis. Today, I would like to speak on two more aspects of the mentoring topic. One, I will expand the examples of mentoring and of encouraging the mentoring of children, parents, and singles, really, of anyone who can benefit from mentoring. And second, I would like to cover the difference between discipling, mentoring, and counseling. 2 weeks ago, I asked how mentoring differs from discipling and from counseling. At that point in this series on mentoring, it didn't matter, and I said that later on I would discuss the differences that I perceive among the three. Today is that later time. Now, I will jump into two cutesy sources where people learn the basics of life. Have you ever received the forwarded email about Dorothy the cow? Supposedly, from Dorothy the cow, you can learn all you need to know about life. For instance, wake up in a happy mood. Or, honor all your other relatives. For listeners for whom English may be a second language, I am playing with words. Mood emphasizes moo, which is what the cow says. Other relatives is using the word udder, meaning where the milk comes from, in place of the word other. It's silly, but is saying utter relatives, meaning other relatives. Enough silliness. Have you heard of the book, Everything That I Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten? Author Robert Fulghum reminded us to share everything. Don't hit people. Play fair. And a dozen other basic rules for living successfully. In one way, Dorothy the Cow and Robert Fulghum's book about learning in kindergarten are mentors to the general public. Normally, parents and teachers pound and hammer these basic strategies into children's lives. Another way to talk about learning is found in Isaiah 28:10. The International Children's Bible says it this way, triple emphasizing how people learn. A command here, a command there. A rule here, a rule there. A lesson here, a lesson there. Where do mentors come in? Mentors who help someone less experienced learn a lesson here, a lesson there. Very simply, mentors for children come in the form of youth workers, grandparents, or in the parents of friends. It would be wise for parents and people like those of you in sending organizations to pray for and welcome parallel mentoring influences into children's lives. For children, it would probably be too intense to assign a mentor to work one-on-one with the child, unless the child did not have parents or parent figures in his or her life. You can use the same strategy to choose nearby people who are experienced in parenting to mentor parents who are less experienced, especially in a cross-cultural setting. It is helpful to specifically ask the mentor to take on this privilege and responsibility, or to state your approval and encouragement of the mentor's influence. If you have access to the two previous programs on mentoring, you can review my 5 guidelines for mentoring, plus the challenges to expect. In brief, the 5 guidelines include a more experienced person walking with one less experienced, being flexible, following Christ as the main qualification, being different from each other, and receiving mutual benefit from the relationship. Further and briefly, the challenges include a willingness to be vulnerable, schedules, Satan's attacks, and personal or mentor problems that may need to be worked on separately from the mentoring time. Out of these guidelines and challenges come what is needed to expand mentoring to any audience, children, parents, singles. Singles. Here is a very important area for mentoring, but is there a unique consideration for mentoring singles? I suggest 2 mentors for singles. An older, wiser, more experienced single who has walked the path of singleness longer, and a married person or a couple to mentor the single. Why? Why a married person for a single? Because doing so would include the single and a family if possible. No, not as a built-in babysitter unless that is their desire. No, not as a threat to the marital bliss or to cause triangulation or competition or jealousy, but in order to practice 1 Timothy 5:1 and 2. Treat younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, and younger women as sisters with absolute purity. The goal is a mature, loving family unit for the mutual benefit of all. Over the course of my husband's and my marriage, a dozen singles have lived with us, mainly for mentoring. This week I will tell you about Jennifer, who is a composite example of a single woman from our home country context. Then next week I will tell you about Anya, who is a composite example from our cross-cultural setting in Russia. But first, I will move to the topic of the differences that I perceive between discipling, mentoring, and counseling, which will show up in the example of Jennifer. Surely, most mentoring relationships will drift spontaneously and deliberately among the 3 helping areas. First, discipling. I perceive discipling to be introducing and teaching a new or young believer to the basic tenets of biblical faith. Probably a 3-year stint, which is how long Jesus discipled his disciples by precept, by example, and by practical assignments. Next, counseling. I perceive counseling to be a temporary side trip in order to focus on an issue or problem in life that has caused a person to become stuck or paralyzed in growing biblically. And lastly, mentoring. I perceive mentoring to be an older, more experienced person walking beside a less experienced person as a friend or teacher or a more casual life-on-life approach, rather than a course in a school or an intense problem upon which to focus for healing. Back to Jennifer, not a real name for this composite example. Jennifer asked to live with my husband and me while we were new empty nesters. She had read in the Psalms that God sets the lonely in families. That's from Psalm 68:6. Jennifer was a mid-20s single woman, settled into a good career, and she didn't need a career or an educational mentor. But Jennifer was lonely, and having grown up in an unbelieving, unbiblical, alcoholic home, Jennifer wanted mentoring by Mark and me. She wanted us to walk beside her as more experienced believers, even as adult parent figures. This walk is what I call mentoring. Since Jennifer had become a believer several years earlier, she had been discipled in the basics of the faith. At one point, Jennifer needed more focused counseling. She had had an alcoholic parent, and she fit into the role of the lost child. The lost child would often retreat to a safe spot, say a bedroom, and fill his or her needs by reading, playing, dreaming, imagining, whatever provided a safe haven from the chaos of the alcoholic family's life. Counseling for addictions, or for the adult child of an addictive environment, is just one example of when counseling would be helpful. Other incidences include depression, gender or sexual issues, abuse, inferiority, anxiety, cockiness, impulsivity, anything that has caused someone to cease to move smoothly along the Christian walk. In summary, Jennifer lived in Mark's and my house for 2 years, paying a modest fee for room and board and being a part of our family as an adult. Remember that, as empty nesters, we no longer had our 2 children living with us. However, we, but especially I, since it was more my gifting than my husband's, were mentors to Jennifer. I was not primarily a discipler, but having had training as a counselor, I was a counselor to her at times. Previously, Jennifer had had separate individual counseling related to her depression and over her family's addictive past, and she would have further counseling in the future, step by step, working through her addictive past. At this time, let me endorse 12-step programs, whether secular or Christian, such as Alcoholics Anonymous and Celebrate Recovery. 12-step programs provide their own form of mentoring in the form of sponsors. Let me ask you to look around you. Whom do you see that you could mentor? Children, parents, single men, or women? Do you know someone who needs a mentor in his or her life? Could you bring the two of them together and help them begin walking together as friends and teachers or students? Next week, I will conclude this 4-part series on mentoring. We will introduce another definition of mentoring, as well as discuss how to ask someone to mentor you or to offer yourself as a mentor to someone else. I will include when it will be okay for women to work with men and vice versa, and when it would be better not.
Thanks, Shirley. Shirley Wilson, sharing her thoughts on mentoring.
This has been a presentation of Member Care Media. We invite you to explore our website, where we offer audio features and resources for you and your entire family. We also have links to other websites that can provide further answers and resources to meet your needs. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.